Voker Tov, good morning. We are continuing this week's parasha, parasha Devarim. Today's class will be for the refuah shlema of all the cholim. ובכללם חמדה ברחבה אחת ובזוני אלמן חנוכה ורבקה שרה בהרמוני שלמה מסרה דוד מלכה יפה ודבר רבקה ודחה ורבקה ודסר שלמה מסר פעם מנה משה ברחנה יפה ולמרים יהיה בדם יפה חייס ומתחם רכת ולחנה שמחה בן מכה מרים עד החבר ולמרים חנה עליה נהיה בדעום מלכה שרה בדמה שרה בחנה גבר גדע בברכה דם נעשה זה סך מנולי יחום דמר מלכה ישב המנולי תערי בן יפה יוסף בן דבורה יושם שמואל משה מפנינה יוסף בן יפה דניה בן דינה יפה שמחה מדי יפה מנה גבר גדע בדעה כובש וכנדו כזו אלינה וגם במרים גבר גדע ישוב ומלכה בחנה מלכה בדסר הרב שלמה בן שמסי ונחם דוד אריה בן רבקה ולהבדיל לנשמע דוד בן אליהו ונמין בן יצחק ליה דינה בת אפרים שמור בן ישראל ונמה חלתן בועז בן אברהם דינה בת אהרון and of course thank you again for the Matian family for sponsoring this week's breakfast לילוי נשמע תמר ברכה בת אברהם okay we're continuing this week's parasha there's a very interesting story in this week's parasha Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people telling them it's time to cross the land of Moab and start your journey to go into the land of Israel. And the interesting part of this week's parasha is that, you know, usually when you go through an enemy's land or you pass through the borders of Moab, right, what do you think will end up happening is you'll end up going to war. So what would you think God would tell you? Okay, you're going to pass through this land, protect yourselves, bring weapons, bring machinery, bring everything you need in order to go to war, to conquer them, right? But that's not what the Torah says. So that Ta'over Hayom et Gvul Moav et Ar. You're going to pass through the land. And he says, listen to this, I'll read it in English for everyone to understand. And he says, you shall not distress them. You shall not provoke them. For I have not given you the land of the children of Ammon to you as an inheritance. For the children of Lot have I given it as inheritance. And he goes on, so on and so forth. But essentially he's telling him, don't go to war with them. It's not your place to go to war. Why not? What's the problem? It's like, imagine you go with a little kid, you take him to Dave and Buster's. You say, you can only look, you can only watch. You're not allowed to play. Telling him, you're walking by arcade, you're going into Dave and Buster's, I can't play. You're teasing him. We're going and passing by the Arabs. You think you're not going to fight with them? You're going into war. Why can't I fight with them? Why can't I go to war? And I think this whole story, this whole scenario, and then it goes again. There's a whole second scenario where they have to pass through the land of Sihon, and they do the same thing. And then they go to war with Sihon. They go to war with Og. There's a whole idea over here why he doesn't tell them to go to war. And I think the idea is so practical and so beautiful. It's a lot of times Hashem wants us to do something. Hashem wants us to have a goal. He wants us to have a target. What we're supposed to be doing here in this world. It's more specific when you have, let's say, something you're supposed to do in the specific aspect of this world. And He's telling us, don't lose focus. Don't pay attention to the details. Go and full focus on that target, on that goal that you're supposed to be fulfilling here. Because a lot of times you deviate your focus to other things and then you lose your attention. You lose the attention on what you're supposed to actually do. And you're running through this whole world many, many years without realizing, hey, what am I doing here? What was I supposed to be doing this past 5 years? I'll give you many examples. You know, a lot of times you're at work, you're sitting at work in front of your computer, you're in the middle of answering an email. Let me know if this happens to me a lot. Tell me if this ever happens to you guys. You're answering an email, and all of a sudden someone calls you, or someone sends you an email, and it's like from an important person, so you want to read the email. So you click on the email in the middle of your email that you're sending, and you start reading that person's email, and then you start responding to that person's email in the middle of this person's email. Has that ever happened to you? What? And then you stop for a second, you look back, and you're like, wait, what was that? And then you have to bring yourself back 5 minutes later to your train of thought. What was I even talking about in this first email? Reread the whole email. Okay, now I understand. Bring back your thoughts together and try to put it all back together. Why did you deviate your thought process to go to the other email? Why didn't you just finish this first email, go to the next email, and go to the next email? You know, there's some people, they have this rule on their email list. They say they go in order of date when they receive the email. So it doesn't matter how important you are, if I got this email first, they're going to get answered first. That's how some people are. That's very great. Most people are not like that. They see someone important, they answer the email right away, right? Why is that the case? Because a lot of times when you're in the middle of something, you get distracted. Something comes your way, you get distracted. Maybe something is important, maybe something has more priority, maybe not. But things come in your way and get distracted, and you lose your focus. And then what happens is, with the priority that you were spending time and putting your full focus on, you don't even remember what you were dealing with, and you have to readjust everything to bring it back to normal, and it's like you're starting from zero all over again. So Hashem is telling us, when you're going through this land, you're going through the land of Moab, don't go to war with them. Don't bother them, don't distress them. You may get some problem. You want to play defense, play defense. But don't waste your time in things that are not your goal. This is not the land you're going after. This is not your main focus. This is not your main land of inheritance. It's not what you're going after. So don't pay attention to that. Right? You're going through because this is the fastest, the easiest way. This is the route that I want you to take to go through in order to get to your destination. And this is such great musar, such great inspiration, because a lot of times we're running through our lives and a lot of times we try to tend to deviate from the path that Hashem wants us to deviate from, because we think, this is more comfortable, or these are easier, or you take distractions instead. Whereas if we just focus on that straight path, we would see so much more clarity. It would be so much easier. You know, a lot of times, we have mitzvot. We have mitzvot that we know are mitzvot that we have to keep. Whether it be keeping mitzvah of wearing tzitzit, keeping mitzvah of honoring parents, keeping mitzvah of being, you know, just a respectful person, ben adam l'chavero, respectful to other people. We have mitzvot. And a lot of times, person, he's too lax in the mitzvot. Or, for example, person working on his midot, he's working on his, you know, character traits. And he realizes he has a character trait. People, you know, bring it up to him. You have a character trait that a person is full of himself. I've seen it many times. And this character trait of being full of himself, it takes place at work. It takes place in his home. It takes place with his kids. It takes place with his wife. It takes place with his parents. It goes everywhere. And it keeps sprouting and sprouting. You know what's the worst part about being full of oneself? And this is why it's one of the gravest traits in the world. It's because ga'ava, what ga'ava is a person being haughty, being full of themselves, and that they open out. And so what that does is, they continue to sprout and to sprout and to sprout and to sprout and to sprout. And there's no end to it. Right? And the only way is to tame it. You have to tame it. Right? And a person, if he doesn't realize that this is something that's bad, that's attacking him, then a lot of times he'll be deviated from what he's trying to do. Yeah, he has good intentions with something, and all of a sudden you see, how did I end up over here? Or, I intend to go and learn Torah one day a week. I intend to go and learn Torah every morning. And then all of a sudden I realize that I missed a shiur, and I don't go. And I tend to miss shacharit, or I tend to wake up late. What's going on? Why am I waking up late? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? And you realize, because maybe I'm not setting that destination and not full force going on it. Imagine, you set a ways. You have a destination to go somewhere. And on ways, you say, you know what? I want you to take me through all the traffic. Let's say there's a button on Waze. Say, instead of taking me, you know, there's a fastest route, take me the slowest route. Which idiot would do that? Why would you take the slowest route if you could take the fastest route? And this is what this week's parasha is teaching us. It said, instead of going through the land of Moab and spending time fighting and going through war on things that are not necessary, it's not for you. Why waste your time on things that it's not your purpose here in this world when you can spend the time doing things that for your actual purpose in this world? Spend the time learning Torah. Spend the time performing mitzvot. Spend the time doing chesed, doing good unto other people. Spend the time with things that have meaning, have value. People misunderstand that, and they have this misconception in their head that they just do whatever they do, and whatever comes their way, they'll do it and do it and do it. But you don't realize that we have a limited amount of time here in this world. With that limited amount of time, we have to be able to capture and perform as much as we can here in this world. And not deviate and try to waste our time doing things that aren't necessary. Now, of course, everyone always asks the million-dollar question, okay, how do I know if this is necessary for my purpose or not? And I always explain, each and every person is different. There's no black and white answer to that question. And I can't tell you, I know your purpose is this, right? And I know your purpose is that. I don't have the answer to that question. But the part of that answer to the question is, the closer you get to Hashem, the more clarity you'll get on the answer. The answer comes with closeness to Hashem. So if you want to know the answer, get closer to Hashem. How you get closer to Hashem, that I can give you the answer. Through Torah, through mitzvot, through getting closer yourself, bringing yourself closer, coming to Kanisa, coming to Shul, trying to bring yourself closer, wanting it. Through that, you bring yourself closer, you start to see clarity and understand. Hashem starts to send you messages. Why am I supposed to be doing this? Why am I supposed to be doing that? You test something out. I'll give you an example. You know, a lot of times, a person's in a workforce, he's working somewhere for many, many years. And after many, many years, something's wrong. He feels like it's not clicking right. And it doesn't work with him. But he's been doing this for 5 years now. But it's still not clicking with him. And he decides to change his job. And all of a sudden, something clicks. What is that? A person, a lot of times, he's not meant to work in a specific industry. He's not meant to work in a specific job. But he goes forward with it. Why? Because that's what's bringing him money at the time. But he doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like it works. Right? And over time, a person realizes it doesn't work and he clicks somewhere else and there he goes forward. How does that work? It's because Hashem sends you signs and messages of what clicks for you and what clicks for who your personality is and what type of person you are, and that's what will keep you going and take you forward. And it's the same thing in the spiritual world. A lot of times we don't know what our spiritual purpose here in this world is until we get close enough to Hashem that we're already performing it. Once you get close enough to Hashem, Hashem will take care that you are performing that will, that you are performing that purpose for Him in this world. He brings us each year for a specific purpose that we're supposed to be doing. And if we don't put our efforts in there to be able to find that purpose and fully focus on that destination and that goal, then we're going to lose out in this world. We have a limited amount of time. Let's take advantage of the amount of time we have here, right? With all of the distractions that we have already with technology, with all of the distractions that we have, with everything going on here, especially in America, there's many more distractions. With all the distractions, the limited amount of time we have to learn Torah and to perform mitzvot, but we have time. Let's use that time. Let's capitalize. Let's use that time. Take advantage of that time to try to get closer to Hashem and try to see and feel that clarity of what our purpose is here in this world. And when we get closer to that, we'll try to go full focus. When you're performing something, never try to deviate and do different things at the same time, because you're not going to be able to focus on one thing at a time. You're not going to be able to focus on more than one thing at a time. Take one thing at a time, full focus on it. Go full 100%. Take care of that. Finish that 100%, then go to the next thing. Because when you full focus on one thing at a time, you're able to accomplish much more. When you try to do multiple things at the same time, you do only things half. You only do things half at a time. So my advice for today from this week's parasha and to finish off the week is that we learn when you have a goal, when you have a focus, when you have a destination, which we should all have, we should never be running in thin air without goals. When you make that goal, make that your full focus. Make that something you're running towards, and make sure you don't deviate and you don't distract yourself. And when something tries to come to your way and tries to distract you and tells you, oh, go and do this, go and do that. Oh yeah, we have minyan every day, and that's part of my goal. That's part of my thing. A 40-day goal of coming to minyan every day. And then all of a sudden one morning you see it's a nice hot summer Friday. You could take off from work and go to the beach, and you say, you know what? Maybe that's deviating from my goal. Maybe that's not worth it. Maybe it's more worth it to come and pray and to get closer to Hashem. Maybe that extra ounce will help. And you take advantage of those times. You don't know what difference that will make. And B'zad Hashem, we all get closer to Hashem. And Hashem will bring clarity to all of us to understand what we're here for, what our purpose is here. And we all be able to fully, completely comprehend and fulfill that goal and that purpose in this world. Have a great day, man.